A new report warns of the possible link between AIDS orphans and future terrorists. The report was presented at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The Global Business Coalition on HIV/AIDS says it is undeniable that AIDS and the deadly conflicts that have ravaged Africa have created a steady stream of orphans that can be exploited and used for terrorist activities. The report says evidence can be found in the many child soldiers. It says hundreds of thousands of children, as young as 10 years old, have been forced to fight in Angola, Ethiopia, Uganda, Sierra Leone, Rwanda, Sudan, Congo, and other African countries. It says in Liberia, children have been forced to wear wigs and women's dresses in an effort to confuse opposing fighters. The report, AIDS, Economics, and Terrorism in Africa, warns the use of children to commit terrorist acts is not new. The Islamic Jihad has been running schools to teach children how to become suicide bombers. Among those praising the coalition's findings is Albina Dubois-Rouvray, founder of the FXB Foundation, which cares for AIDS orphans around the world.
We've been lobbying very actively, relentlessly, for the past 10 years to make this link between the growing number of AIDS orphans and terrorism.
It's estimated there are about 13 million AIDS orphans in sub-Saharan Africa. Ms. Dubois-Rouvray believes the actual figure is much higher than UN estimates. She says when a credible organization raises the issue of AIDS orphans and terrorists, people in power will listen.
So when a group like the Global Business Coalition brings this forward in a report and speaks at Davos, where all the shakers and the decision makers and the big money givers are there, at last they put forward something that we've been trying to really raise as a very urgent issue to be put on the agenda of governments.
She agrees with the coalition's findings that AIDS orphans are vulnerable for exploitation by terrorists.
You're going to have these little kids that in order to survive will go to anybody who will take them in and turn them into human bombs.
The Global Business Coalition on HIV/AIDS says, however, there is hope. It writes, while the link between AIDS, economics, and terrorism is a clear and emerging threat, it is not one without solutions. AIDS is a preventable disease. It calls on the United States and other donors to increase their investment in the fight against the disease. President Bush has proposed increased funding this year for his five-year, $15 billion emergency plan for AIDS relief, known as PEPFAR. The coalition also recommends a stronger emphasis on prevention, guaranteed equitable access to treatment, and addressing the underlying reasons for the epidemic, such as poverty and gender inequality. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.